For 25 years, a Victorian house on 15th Avenue on Capitol Hill has been a kind of second home for LGBTQ youth. Today it's called the Lambert House, and it might not be in that location much longer. The owner of the house is putting it up for sale. Lambert House has until the end of the year to raise an estimated $2 million to buy the home. Alan Andrews Katz used its services when he was coming out in the 80s, and he says for many LGBTQ kids, it matters that Lambert House stays on Capitol Hill.
A lot of kids are coming from outside of Seattle. It's centrally located. There's buses that run by from every direction, so no matter what direction the kid's coming from, they can get there with relative ease. Also, the fact that it's been there for 25 years, it's recognizable, people know where it's at. It's also close to other things that service that particular community. I just think it's important that the kids are able to be around, one, something that's been so established, and two, other people who may not benefit from those services, like me as an adult, but are accepting of those kids.
What do kids find when they find Lambert House?
They offer a different group every night. So there's a men's group, a women's group, a trans group. There's just a general night for hanging out, puzzles, things like that. They offer meal services, or I think they do one meal a day. They offer clothes, toiletries to kids that are homeless. They offer referrals to shelters that accept gay and can deal with gay and lesbian youth, because not all of them do. They provide a lot of really good services. I mean, a lot of the kids are, ostracized by their families or thrown out, and this is some place for them to go to get some help.
Why is this so important to you, Alan?
Because I was a gay kid growing up in a very conservative area.
From Port Gamble.
I'm from Port Gamble, and it's not that far from Seattle, but as the crows flies, 25, 30 miles. But back in 1980, ideologically, it was worlds away. It was so conservative back there. There was no way I would have ever come out in high school.
Alan, will you tell me the story of how you found, it wasn't Lambert House at the time, it was the forerunner to what's now Lambert House on Capitol Hill.
Right. I would come over to Seattle with friends for dim sum. We loved to do that. And I noticed on one of our trips that at the bottom of the ferry terminal, there's the ramp that you leave the ferry terminal from down to Western Avenue. Right at the bottom was a row of newspaper boxes with alternative newspapers, including the Seattle Gay News. So at 15, 16 years old, I would come over with my friends to dim sum, and I would have to make some excuse to run back to the ferry terminal without my friends so I could reach into that box, pull out the Seattle Gay News, and put it into my bag before going to meet them. And that's how I ran across them. I mean, at the time, you couldn't Google them on the internet. It didn't exist. So my finding of them was basically looking through the newspaper, trying to see, things like me. And I saw an ad for this particular organization and their youth group. They had just opened up. I mean, they've been in existence for 35 years. I think I started going to them within their first year of existence. So it was important to me to be able to come to some place where I was accepted and I looked like everybody else, or looked like, if you will.
What does that mean, look like?
I just feel being around people that are like you is going to do so much for these kids. I mean, I grew up with such a sense of shame over who I was until I found this group, until I finally accepted, until I made the decision that it's my life and I don't care what other people think. But at 14, most kids don't have the wherewithal to do that. And it can be very oppressive. I mean, the benefit we did a couple weeks ago, they brought in four kids to speak. Two of the four specifically mentioned if Lambert House were not there, they would have killed themselves by now. And it kind of frightens me that 50% of our youth is thinking along those lines. And Lambert House does something to help them at least find something to support them.
We're not talking about Lambert House disappearing. We're talking about it possibly leaving Capitol Hill.
Right.
What would be so bad about moving to a different place?
Well, it would depend on where the place is. I mean, first off, they're not going to be able to afford any place in Seattle as it is. I know the building that they're in right now, from what I understand, is the asking price is $2 million, which I think is going to be about what they're going to be asked for any property that's going to fit them and fit their needs. I mean, this building is ideally situated for them. It's an old Victorian building, lots of rooms. They can have more than one meeting. They can have different things going on at different times. They have private rooms for counseling sessions. I mean, it's a really great place.
What do you want to say to the owner who wants to sell Lambert House from Capitol Hill?
I would ask him to do everything he or she can to work with the existing group and help keep them in. If they can come up with a payment plan or if they can do something else to assist them in maintaining this vital service, I think it would be greatly appreciated and looked upon very favorably.
Alan, Seattle is changing. It's gayborhood is Capitol Hill is becoming less so, and things move, and things move to the suburbs. And why shouldn't that just be allowed to happen as life moves on?
Capitol Hill is changing. It's not necessarily because people want to move out. I think a lot of it has been affected by what's going on in South Lake Union, and there's a lot of money that's moved up to Capitol Hill. A lot of people who wouldn't normally have lived there have now moved in, and it's drastically changing the area. I think it's actually more important to have a gay area. I mean, right now, we've seen an uptick in hate crimes that have gone in up there. We've had people that have been attacked on a more regular basis, violently. I prefer to stay there simply because I really benefited from the entire community as a young gay man growing up, or not growing up, but as a young man, gay man coming out. It was nice to be in an area that really the majority of the people there were people I could identify with.
Alan Andrews Katz. As a young gay man, he relied on services like those provided at the Lambert House, and now he's helping to raise money so the organization can stay where it is on Capitol Hill in Seattle. Lambert House has until the end of the year to raise an estimated $2 million.